toe tapping, feeling good, rhythm and blues, at Rosie on the House. Home show going on today in Maricopa County, and as well down in Casa Grande. Now look, when you go to these home shows, make sure you look for the big blue bullet banners, teardrop banners with the Rosie logo on it. You'll find Pella out there today. And I tell you what, if you're shopping for windows, you don't buy a window at a home show. What you do is you take a look at the different product lines and you make an appointment to have an expert come out to your house. You know, the great thing about Pella is they've got a complete line of windows. I've had people tell me in the past, I can't afford Pella. I said, you can't afford not to buy Pella. They have a window for every single price point. And I tell you what, their fiberglass product should put every aluminum window manufacturer out of business. You've got to take a look at it, all right? Now, if you make an appointment out there at the home show now, you'll get qualified for $750 off or 48 months 0% interest financing. So get out to the home show, find Pella, make an appointment, and get qualified for either $750 off or 0% interest for 48 months. Listen, if you can't do it this weekend, you call Pella to learn more at 877-987-3552. Or you can always, always find them at rosieonthehouse.com. Pella, sponsor of the show. I'm a proud consumer of Pella products for now going on like 30-plus years. They are a great great product. Don't think you can't afford them. You can't not afford them. You know, we were talking about homeowners associations last hour, and you know, I don't live in a homeowner association, but I wish my neighbor did.
Right.
That hideous 14-foot tall storage shed he built without a permit, out of code, right up against my wall, is like the ugliest thing you look at in my whole property.
And then he's got all kinds of ET antennas coming out of it now.
and you just kind of look over the wall and you say, really? I mean, where's your manners? So, I wish my neighbor lived in an HOA, that's for sure. We did get several other calls on HOAs, what to do with the HOA that won't respond to your complaints about a particular neighbor in your neighborhood, and we are going to collect those questions, and I'll get back with Brian Links of City Property Management early next week, and we'll get y'all all the answers you're looking for. In the meantime, let's go to the rest of the calls off of the homeowner association topic. If you've got something you'd like to talk about your house, home, castle, or cabin, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. Mr. Mike, good morning, and thank you for calling.
Good morning, Rosie. How are you doing?
Super fantabulous.
Good. I tell you, first off, I love your show. Love you guys. Every Saturday, I tune into it. You're doing a fantastic job. I appreciate it.
Thanks,
very much.
Mike. How long have you been in Arizona?
2.5 years, actually.
Yeah? Where from?
Michigan.
Okay. What part?
Yeah. It's about an hour and a half north of Detroit, up there by Oxford, Lake Orion area.
Okay. I don't know Michigan well. Romy and I have traveled into Traverse City a couple times for a little fishing and recreation.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Cold in the winter, but beautiful in the summer.
Absolutely. Well, welcome to Arizona. Glad you found us. What are you up to?
Well, I tell you, we ended up purchasing a house, brand new in a community up in Prescott. And it is under HOAs, but that's a whole other issue.
Okay.
But the problem I have is I think they built this house on a fault line because this house moves and my drywall is cracking ever so often. My doors are jamming up. And one wall that I'm having a problem is it separating or raising up from the foundation, you know, the cement slab, if you will, and which is causing a gap between the molding and the floor, my grout.
My goodness, how old is the house?
Well, it's two and a half years old.
Okay, all right.
And I got a hold of the HOAs, and they had their maintenance guy or their guy come out and inspect it. And he said, well, it's because you got a small patch of grass out in your backyard. You're watering it too much. And I thought, well, I don't know, because, well, it's the rose bushes, too, that you have along your cement wall. That's the problem. Now, I don't know about you, but we do get snow up in Prescott.
Right.
And it sits there most of the time. So my little watering of the lawn, that's beside the point. So
your detector, really your detector's going off, right?
Yeah. I really struggled with it. So what they did was, is I told them, I said, I think the plate is pulling away from the cement. So they cut a hole in it, and sure enough, it did. The ram sets, were pulling away.
Yeah.
And so they fired it again.
Okay.
And patched the hole up, fixed the door, rehung the door. And probably within 4 months from doing that, I've got the same issue. And that bottom plate in this door area is our master bedroom door, and this wall is pulling away or doing something. I'm totally out of answers. I don't know what's going on with it.
Well, you found our radio show. Have you found our website?
Yes, I have.
RosieOnTheHouse.com. You can certainly go in there, find a trusted partner, plug in your zip code, and put foundation repair. You're going to come up with two companies, Straight Line and Arizona Foundation Solutions. If there's enough stress for a redhead anchor to be pulled out of concrete slab and a door is starting to hit the jamb and not close, you're experiencing enough movement, it's now time to have a foundation specialist take a look at it. And,
okay.
And I would get one of those two companies or both those companies out, have them take a look at it. Even if they were going to charge me for a consult to put something in writing, I'd put something in writing. And in my opinion, once a conversation gets reduced to writing, everybody starts taking it a lot more serious. And what you need to know, Mike, is whenever that contractor came and repaired that repair, he then has 2 years to basically warranty that repair. So don't let them tell you your warranty period is over because the house is over 2 years old. The repair on that work goes from the 2 years that they actually did the work. I don't know who your builder is. I don't know who your developer is. I don't know what subdivision you're in. But there are many, 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 many builders in Arizona that try and convince homeowners after 2 years, you're out of luck. And that isn't true if they have serviced the house and made a repair to that specific area. Mike, you keep us posted. We're certainly glad you found Arizona. Certainly glad you found Prescott. You're in an absolutely beautiful little corner of Arizona. Thanks for tuning in. Keep us posted as we continue to be able to try and help you out every way we can.
I'm reluctant to go to any. We're going to get all the HOA questions in touch with Brian, our guest from the last half hour, and then we'll have follow-ups. Just Rosie had mentioned, we don't live in HOAs. So we'll get with Brian and help get those questions followed up on.
And there's a couple questions here that are curious. Greg says, hey, I got an issue with the HOA. It's not doing what it's supposed to do. What's my next step? Well, Greg, you did the next step. You contacted Rosie on the house. We're going to go to work for you. We're going to put you in touch with an expert early next week when we get back to the office and get you the answers you're looking for.
So we'll get to the emails.
But like I say, I wish my neighbor lived in an HOA.
Andrew writes in and says, my coworker said you're the one to ask. So, Andrew, whoever your coworker is, just know it's a smart individual. He sent you to the right place, not because we know it all, but because we work with best of the best for Arizona contractors. And you just need to go to RosieOnTheHouse.com.
What's he looking
for? Select water treatment category.
Water treatment. Oh, boy. Man, oh, man.
Get an estimate, and then you'll be able to decide if it's cost effective to install one. He has water so hard. And I'm not sure where he works, but his clothes are very important to him.
Okay.
Because he says he can already notice fading within 2 weeks and has to go get them replaced. So his water's so hard, and it may be so bad and so long, depending on how long it's been there, you may have to replace the washer if the washer stayed with the home. So get an estimate, and if you're buying $20 Ross jeans versus $120 department store jeans, you can start calculating your
savings.
Your savings on your clothes. Now, know that there'll be a lot more benefits to a soft water than just keeping your clothes in nicer condition. But that was his pressure point contacting us. And you know what? If it doesn't make sense and you need, because he's not in this home long term, you may just be a candidate for dry cleaning for the next year and a half till you get relocated.
And I tell you, there isn't a home improvement industry that's filled with more bad information than the water treatment industry. So when you're shopping water treatment equipment, you better make darn sure they carry the ROSI certification, because we've done the homework for you. There is a lot of not only bad information, but I'm going to call it false information. And I'm going to tell you it's misleading information. And I'm telling you, it makes me mad as a hornet. And I don't know why, when it comes to a certain number of water treatment companies, that our attorney general hasn't absolutely just run them out of the state. They ought to be out of business. So proceed with caution. Tons of misleading, bad, scary information on water treatment. Bada bing, bada boom.
Paul writes in and says, listen every week. Love it. Question. I have to replace my kitchen faucet every few years because they fail or leak. I won't tell you where I'm getting them previously.
I'll tell him where I know where he's getting them.
I just want to know where to go next. His zip code, 85022, punch that in. It brings up the Bell and 7th Street area. Tell you what, Paul, you have several great options and a reasonable driving distance. We mentioned Ferguson earlier. You've got Central Arizona Supply.
Absolutely.
A little farther south on 51, there's Standard Plumbing Supply. Any of those, generally speaking, they're all open on Saturdays till noon, 12:30, 1 o'clock. Get in there. Get something that's solid brass. It may look like the identical one you bought at a big box store, but it won't have plastic parts. It'll be all metal and brass, and it'll last you longer. They do have economy lines that go to economy stores that are not built the same.
All plastic. They can look exactly, the exact same picture can be on the box, and you pick one up and it weighs about a pound and a half. You pick the other one up, it weighs about 5.5 pounds. Solid brass. Go to the professional plumbing supply stores, buy professional grade plumbing equipment. That's how you're going to get long life out of your plumbing fixtures.